Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction. So far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction. So far away from me.
Humility, that is the Most High, who's foremost and should be foremost
It should be the most important relationship you ever have in your life. And if you don't have it, you ought to get it. That's why I sort of have a tendency to steer away from television so much to so-called international and national and local news. Because what I see is the definition of insanity. I see them doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. As far as the gun violence is concerned, as far as homosexuality is concerned, as far as whoredom is concerned, for stealing, mistreating, abusing, and dominating, and sometimes killing one another is concerned. And so you get the burnout on that. So I try to immerse myself in what the Most High think, what the Most High would say. Because anything else is moot. It's futile. And it doesn't matter because it doesn't mean anything. So that's why we feel that these studies are essential to your spiritual health, your mental health, and your physical health. Because as I said, I've sort of pushed away from the local, national, and international news because you see the same thing over and over again. Things are not going to improve or get better for you. Should it be incumbent upon you to get into a more non-toxic and positive relationship? One that would not only work in your physical behalf, but in your spiritual behalf too. The most important relationship you should ever try to develop in your life. So you can push yourself to being the best you can see. Be, not in the eyes of your oppressors, in your brothers and sisters, but in the eyes of your Creator. That's why, again, we feel that's essential these studies are brought to your attention. We try to give you a bird's eye view, a critical analysis and assessment, leaving no stone or leaf unturned, and crossing every T and dotting every I. Because we want to give you the best we get, the best we know. Because as you can see, the evidence doesn't lie. Locally, nationally, and internationally, it's more of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again under the system. The last leading nation whom you follow. The dominant society whom you follow. Look at what they've offered you. Every 2 years, every 4 years, and promising again every 2 years and every 4 years in this Western Hemisphere. The universal white race supremacy isn't just a definition of a country. It knows no borders, respects no flag. It jive you, said they do. But fine analysis, it's all about universal white race supremacy. Keeps you all in fearful state of mind. Don't offer you much, but a lot of promises. As a matter of fact, they have a lot of warehouses full of promises, broken promises, and lies. How's that working out for you? We know for a fact we may not be in your shoes wherever you are, but the evidence doesn't lie. We assure you, it's not. You may be asking, and I'm going to tell you about us. Before I introduce our student co-host, because I'm a co-host, I'm a student too. Because it doesn't stop till our casket drops, and it should. And you will find out in this next chapter in Jeremiah, we always try to do things in each other regard. It's got to come by force, a coercion. How they forced Jeremiah to go along. That's the funny thing about when people are doing wicked, they want everybody to co-sign and go along with them. As a matter of fact, they'll force you into their endeavors. Go on Fool's Book. You'll see what I'm talking about. We're like that. We have been like that. Instead of following what the Most High said, we like to coerce or force someone by coercion. Believe in me. You got to believe in something. And you're going with us. To Mizarine, Jeremiah, whether you like it or not. You're going to join the gay rights movement, brothers and sisters, whether you like it or not. You're going to join the Democratic, Republican, or Independent Party, brothers and sisters, whether you like it or not. That's the epitome of wickedness. No choice. Simply force. Even that being told, They tried to treat Jeremiah like he was a good luck charm. We make mention of that quite often. Jeremiah wasn't a good luck charm. He's just a man of the Most High. Humbled himself before the Most High and did whatever the Most High told him to do. It's just as simple. But when we go against the grain and go against the Most High, we're always looking for a good luck charm. The Most High is not your good luck charm. The Most High is codified. You must follow these codifications in order for them to work for you. Otherwise, they will continue to work on you, and you cannot, you will not get away from it. So let me introduce them to you, my fellow co-host, students, Sister Abiyah from New York City. Sister Abiyah says she's our gatekeeper. She keeps us on point. She exchanges information between us, keep us congealed together, and tell us where we're wrong. No, no, you ain't over there, Yumsu. You over here. Now get on over here. You want it off the reservation, so to speak. So Shahudi, she is from Detroit, Michigan. She has a unique way of using her perspectives. But the Most High word is a template and putting it upon her experience and her observation. And she's been doing it for 35 years. So I've been told, Katria also from New York City. He's been doing it quite a while, a long time. A long time. As a matter of fact, based upon his experience and observation, use the Most High word in regards to the Psalms. When he was feeling some sort of way when he was 14 years old, the Most High brought him through by virtue of the Psalms. Also, when he was a young man going into the work experience, he would tell you he had fear of heights. There again, he used the Most High word in Psalms. He activated the plan. He used the code. He didn't lean to his own understanding like neither one of us tried to lean to our own understanding. And he saw that the Most High is real because the Most High don't lie. We may, but never with the Most High. We encourage you. We motivate you. We implore you not only to study along with us, but to study and burn the midnight oil on your own. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. So let me introduce them to you. Sister Abiyah from New York City. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, family. Oh, it's so good to be back. All praises and glory to Yah. I'm glad to be back. And hope everybody's safe and sound and feeling good. Shalom.
Praise Yah. And it's good to have you back, sister. Shalom. Now, Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Hello. Good evening, everybody. Hope everybody's doing okay today. Hope you're feeling better, Yumsu.
Yes, ma'am. I am, sister. I'm feeling, day by day, yes. One day at a time.
Good. I know
thanks
about
you.
It. Yep.
Yeah. Thanks
the day now is my turn. Yes. My
okay.
Turn, but I'm thanking the Most High.
Praise
yeah.
You. Hallelujah. Matt Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all doing today? Good to hear y'all's voices.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing okay, brother. Good to hear yours too.
Yes, sir. And when you're 65 going on 66, you definitely got to take it day to day.
Yeah.
You better believe that.
Yeah.
Cartrell, ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
It used to be fun.
Not any longer, brother. Not any longer. You
hey, but work through them pains, man.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
you gotta
know,
work through them pains.
Yeah, you got to. You got to.
And you talking about pain, so when you was a youth, a drawer fell on my toe when I was 6 years old.
Right.
My toe still bother me today from that just dropping on my toe?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I believe it. Every football injury, every work job experience, it's just there. It's there.
It never goes away.
Nope.
Better believe it, brother. Well, at least...
Everybody's staying cool?
Cool. New York is cool. Cooler than the rest of the nation.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because they got triple-digit temperatures. Over most of the nation, they said 130 million people are, under the heat. And we didn't even hit summer yet. Summer is what,
right.
June 21st?
Right. And Cottrell, I think I did hear a bit of news that struck my attention about Ohio. Some of the lights out in Ohio, and that degree of temperature, man, is excruciating, I imagine.
And you talk about the temperatures, but y'all hear the news about Yellowstone Park?
Yeah, I heard about that, too.
Yeah.
They said they're going to close it down for the season because of the rising water as a result of the melting snow caps and so on and so forth. But see, the land is rebelling against these people.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the evidence doesn't lie.
So you better make y'all your refuge now while the getting is good. Because he's turning up the heat for sure, literally, figuratively, and spiritually.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you better believe it. Cottrell, I concur with you on that. Better make it right. But y'all, Cottrell, Sister Hootie, Sister Abby, y'all by the study of the Most High, and see how we try to force, by coercion or literally force, to make us go along with a program that the Most High didn't authorize or didn't tell you to do. And in this case, he told them what was going to happen to them. It was forbidden to go to Egypt, Misery, but nevertheless, they want to do what they want to do when they want to do it, how they want. And then they like to force people to do it with coercion, or literally force. In the case of Jeremiah, they literally forced him to go with them. Like he's going to make things right because he's there. He's a good luck child. So praise y'all.
And they lied to him.
Yeah.
Straight up lie. You made an oath. You swore a vow. Whatever you say, whatever y'all tell us to do, that's what we're going to do.
Exactly. And like Jeremiah says, you're hypocrites. You had no intention on following the Most High. Mm-hmm. Like my brother and sister, unfortunately, today, they're hypocrites. They have no intention on following what the Most High said. So chapter 43 of Jeremiah. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And may he direct and order our steps in these studies. Now it happened. When Jeremiah stopped speaking to all the people, all the words of Yah, their Elohim, for which the Elohim, their Yah, had sent him to them, all these words that Azariah, the son of Hosiah, and Yohanan, the son of Korah, and all the proud men spoke, saying to Jeremiah, you speak falsely. Yah, I, Elohim, has not sent you to say, do not go to Mizraim to dwell there. But Barak, son of Neriah, has set you against us to deliver us into the hands of the Chaldeans, that they may put us to death or carry us away captive to Babylon. They look for an excuse. Yohanan, the son of Korah, and all the captains of the forces and all the people would not obey the voice of Yah to remain in the land of Yehuda. But Yohanan, the son of Korah, and all the captains of the force took all the remnants of Yehuda. They took them and returned to dwell in the land of Yehuda from all nations where they had been driven, men, women, and children, the king's daughters, and every person whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had left with Gedaliah, the son of Hakim, and the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah the prophet, and Barak, the son of Neriah. So they went to the land of Mizraim, for they did not obey the voice of Yah. And they went as far as Taphanes, a city in Mizraim. For the word of Yah came to Jeremiah and Taphanes, saying, take large stones in your hand, hide them in the sight of the men of Yehuda, in the clay, in the brick courtyard, which is the entrance to Pharaoh's house, and Taphanes, and said to them, thus said Yah of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, behold, I send and bring Nebuchadnezzar. He's coming there. He surely ain't going to get away. I will send and bring Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and with set his throne above these stones and misery that I've hidden. He will spread his royal pavilion over them. When he comes, he shall strike the land of misery and deliver to death those appointed for death and to captivity those appointed for captivity. And to the sword, those appointed for the sword. I will kindle a fire in the house of the gods of Mizraim. He shall burn them and carry them away captives. He shall array himself with the land of Mizraim as a shepherd puts on his garment. Go out from there in peace. He shall also break the sacred pillars of Beth Shemesh that are in the land of Mizraim. In the house of the gods of the Mizraim, he shall burn with fire. So our founding fathers, our ancestors, and mothers thought that they could get away from the word of the Most High. They thought by virtue of misery having so many gods, one of them was going to save them. But Nebuchadnezzar went there for one primary reason, because the Most High sent him there. And he left in peace. He was sent there by the Most High for a specific reason. He completed that simple reason and he left. He didn't want any trouble for misery. It seems like he followed the Most High much more than we do sometimes in some of our cases. So, as I said, some of us, when we do something wrong, we always try to have co-signers. We do it by coercion, ostracization, and sometimes literary force. Did it work out for our ancestors? No, it didn't work out for them anyway. They could get away from y'all, no matter what they did. They went against the Most High word, and they suffered consequences, cause and effect. Can't get away from them. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. God, you have Sister Hootie and Sister Abby. You have the mic.
Yeah, so another interesting chapter that you went through, kind of short,
yeah,
but loaded with information. Our people, right, our ancient fathers, they saw the word of Yah firsthand. Because these men who called Jeremiah a false prophet, a liar, he's saying the words that you speak in is false. They know that what the prophet Jeremiah says is true. Because he told them that Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, was going to conquer and smash Yehuda, right? He told them that. So his prophecies, his word came true. The king went into captivity. He tried to run. Yirmiyahu told him not to run. The king's going to catch you and kill your son and embarrass you. And it happened. These men saw all the words that Jeremiah had spoken to them, like when Moses came to deliver them out of Egypt. They saw the wonders of the Most High firsthand. And they still didn't follow instructions, right? It's crazy.
Right.
You call Yirmiyahu a liar, and then you're going to kidnap him and take him as a hostage to Egypt with you. That's real evil. Jeremiah is telling them that the Most High said, stay here. They said, nah, Negro, well, you going with us to Egypt. You and Baruch. So they were ordained. They had great audacity. That's why Yah was so furious. That's why Nebuchadnezzar went after them in Mizraim. And there's a famous writer that's in the midst of us today, Rudolf Windsor, who wrote a book called From Babylon to Timbuktu, right? So we see the link where we going back and forth from Babylon into the Holy Land, into Egypt, and then back to Babylon, and back into Egypt, and from Egypt to Timbuktu. And if you don't know where Timbuktu is, it's deep into the west coast of Africa. So we kept running from the Most High. The Most High had tricks for these brothers. Y'all in Egypt, I'm going to still prophesy on y'all. And because y'all are here and you brought the prophet Yirmiyahu here, he going to set up stones that's going to bring the king of Babylon here to capture y'all. And it's funny, today, our people talking about Egyptology. See, we can't get that Mizraim out of our system, right? We always run into Egypt. Even now, Egyptology. You don't see Jewish people talking about Egyptology. But we have a propensity, we have a habit of trying to run back to Egypt some way, somehow, like that's going to save us. But Yahshua, I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to get Egypt and destroy her temples and her false gods, and you're going to feel my wrath wherever you go. So it doesn't matter where we go. Yah going to get us. And that applies to everybody that Yah judges. It doesn't matter what you do, how you try to hide, where you try to go. That judgment is following you because you can't hide anywhere in Yah's creation that he don't know where you at. So we try to blend in with the Hamites. So we run into Egypt. You can't tell the difference between the Egyptians and the Hamites, between Israel and the Hamites. So how are you going to bring judgment? Oh, I know who you are, Israel, and I know who the Egyptians are, and I'm bringing judgment on all of y'all. You think they're going to save you? No, they are not. But it's so crazy how people, they ain't on their own understanding. This is a perfect case of it, where our people had a plan in mind. They sent the prophet Yirmiyahu to get the word from the Most High, and he did the due diligence. He went to the Most High and brought the Most High's word to them. And the Most High's word to them was merciful, because he had already brought the judgment. He destroyed Jerusalem, put the king and everybody in captivity. He said, now y'all got a second chance. Stay here, obey me, and you will prosper. I'll build you up. Now, they didn't want that. Most High said, your fears, I know you fear the Babylonians, and those fears you have, I'm going to bring them upon you. So whatever fear you have now, anything outside of Yah, you need to conquer it and fear Yah and Yah only. There's nothing on earth you should fear but the Creator himself. So fear did them in. And fear is going to do us in. If we don't get that holy bonus, if we walk around with fear, we're going to be destroyed. Our fears are going to wipe away our blessings.
All right. Thank you, Gautreya. Do you sisters have any commentary?
None here. Just neck, dumb dog, and everything, doing the same thing over and over again.
These lessons give us a chance to see human nature, though. And we can compare. Are we like them? We say we're not like them, but our actions say otherwise. Right?
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you, Cadrill. And if you made it ready to move forward in the Most High word, in the next segment, especially, feel free, my brother.
Now, what's your comment? No comment? After that?
No, short, quick, and sweet, brother.
Okay. So we're in the 43rd Psalm. And for me, this is a continuation of the 42nd Psalm, because you can hear the same spirit in this prayer. We know it's not King David, and they don't give a title to who wrote this, but I think it's a continuation of the 42nd Psalm. It sounds like the sons of Korach. So praise Yah and bless his holy name. All honor and praise and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of our fathers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who created the sons of Korach from the tribe of Levi, the priesthood. And this is their prayer, Psalms 43. Vindicate me, Elohim, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. That's what we need now. For Yah to plead our cause against an ungodly nation. They profess to, you know, allegiance to God, America. They sing, God bless America, and in God we trust on their dollar bills. But what God are they talking about? This nation is an ungodly nation, right? Oh, deliver me from deceitful and wicked men, which is the MO of America. They're deceitful and they're wicked, point blank. And I ain't just throwing dirt. I ain't being racist. It's just the truth. The Native Americans said it. The white man speaks with a forked tongue, and they do wicked things, like create nuclear bombs to blow up the whole planet. For you are the Elohim of my strength. Is Yah your strength? You better find out. I don't know if your mother and father told you, but Yah should be your strength. It ain't going to the gym. It ain't going to college. It's connecting on a spiritual level in order to get your strength, which is why King David was able to defeat the military giant Goliath. Why have you rejected me? We know why Yah rejects us. You can't walk with Yah if you're doing sin and iniquity, right? That's the only reason the Most High will reject you, because Yah doesn't reject his creation unless his creation is in opposition to him. So these priests, sons of Korach, they're trying to figure out why did Yah reject them. They still haven't confessed their sins and iniquities like our King, King David. They're trying to figure out why has Yah rejected them. And our people are doing the same thing. We're not acknowledging our sins and iniquities. We're trying to figure out why God has rejected us. Why everybody else is blessed and we're not blessed. Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? That's our song. That's why we sing the blues all day, every day. Oh, send out your light, which is what we're trying to do on this radio show, sending out Yah's light. Oh, send out your light and your truth. Yah's light and truth is what we speak, not our own. We didn't make this up. We're just reading it to you because you know what they say. If you want to hide something from a Negro, put it in a book. So we're speaking these words out of the book. What? Sending Yah's light and his truth out to our people. Let them lead me. Yah's light and truth should be leading you. Not the doctrines of men, not the religions of men, but the light and the truth of Yah should be leading you. Let them bring me to your holy hill. Here we go again. How do you get to Yah's holy hill? We read it in Psalms 15. And I'm not going to go over the details because you should have it in your notes if that's where you want to go, to Yah's holy hill. To your tents. And he ain't talking about heaven either. Where's Yah's holy hill? It's not in heaven. It's in Jerusalem, the holy land of Israel. Then I will go to the altar of Elohim. And who goes to the altar of Elohim? Only the priests. The common man is in the courtyard. They can't go to the altar. Only the priests go to the altar. But the priests got to confess their sins too, right? Mm-hmm. Elohim, my exceeding joy, beyond joy, there's Yah. Beyond joy, there's Yah. Why? Because Yah brings joy. I will praise you with the harp, Elohim, my Elohim. So yeah, King David gave those priests musical instruments, and songs to sing. So we see they made up their own song. I will praise you on the harp, like King David, Elohim, my Elohim. Why are you in despair, my soul? Oh, you need to examine yourself and confess your sins and iniquities. Why is our nation in despair? We need to confess our sins and iniquities, the sins and iniquities of our fathers. Why are you disturbed within me? And if you are Israelite in America, African-American, black, Negro, colored, your spirit, your soul should be disturbed within you. Hope in Elohim. That's the only way we're going to get out of this. But I shall still praise him, which is what we should do each and every day we wake up and every time we go to sleep. Morning, noon, and night, I will praise him. My Savior, and he's not a man, he's our creator. My Savior, my helper, my Elohim. Your only Savior and helper is God, is the creator. It's not a man. So we need to refocus our attention, get away from these idols that infuriate our Savior, our helper, our Elohim, and rely only on him, purely on him, with a pure heart, with a pure soul, in pursuit of him, seeking him, making that connection with him. Have you made your connection with Elohim today? If not, you better get started. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
That was great. Hallelujah.
For only if my ancestors that went off to misery had understood this song, they wouldn't put themselves in the situation that we find ourselves in. Not obeying Yah. Being the one that don't understand and do whatever one wants to do. That's not suffice, we're not suffice. Trusting in Yah and following the codification as this Psalms spoke about, putting their trust in Yah and being disquieted when you're not, you should be disquieted, scripture said. When you're not leaning on the Most High, you should be disquieted. You should be have peace of mind, hanging out with the wrong people, doing the wrong thing. But they, in the end, excuse me, it's going to work for you. Because you know, and deep in your heart, if you connect with the Most High, you should. It's not going to work for you. It's going to work against you. And it's entirety. Full weight of the Most High. Praise God.
There you go. All right, well, right here, crickets.
What's that, Sister Abigail?
I said there go those crickets again.
Well, you know, Sister Hootie said she wouldn't put it in her back. So it went up.
I'm listening. Yeah, I'm listening. Oh, I didn't hear that part, Sister Hootie. I'm sorry you're not feeling well.
I thought, you know, this beat. Even though I'm in the air, I'm thankful for that, and I'm in the air conditioning.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to go commercial. I'm going to take a couple of Tylenol. And my ginger.
Oh, you be drinking ginger, too. I do the same.
Yes, and turmeric, lemon, and, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And don't forget the most important thing. Pray. Keep on praying. Speak in Yah. Like Jason said, he's out there.
And in your prayer, you have to confess to the Most High that the Most High is your strength. That we trust in him. That we hope in him. That we depend on him to deliver us. That we know about his salvation. That he's our helper. And that he will plead our cause against an ungodly nation and deliver us from deceitful and wicked men. So this prayer is short and sweet, but they definitely tap into the same thing that King David taps into. They know that Yah is our strength. They know that Yah is our salvation. They know that Yah leads us, that Yah is our light. And it is his truth that's supposed to be leading all of us, right? Not just the priests. And him leading us will bring us to this holy hill. Everybody else trying to get to heaven. The Muslims, the Christians trying to get to heaven. We trying to get to the holy hill. I don't know what y'all doing. But my sight is set on the holy hill.
Oh, baby. Oh, God. We ain't trying to get that far.
Our ticket to the holy hill depends on how we act in our connection with the Most High. Is your ticket ready? Do you have your ticket in hand? Because you better be on board.
Because
that train's going to be pulling out.
Get on the love train.
No doubt.
Well, any closing remarks, anybody?
That was it.
Okay, well, even they were short. Well, we hope y'all enjoyed this study session with us.
Mm-hmm.
Pray that you see the Most High as your strength in any adversity, and that you don't lean to your own understanding, and that you get your new heart like King David that's going to work for you, not against you. And it was a good study session. It's got
you. Don't mean to cut you off, but I won't say I'm a King David. But I will say I'm a woman after Yah's own heart.
Well, once you got a heart, it doesn't matter if you're a woman or a man, if you're humble like King Dawood, and you seek the Most High, and you knew where your strength lied in, and that's where you look for your answers from. It doesn't matter whether you're a woman or a man or a child. Exactly.
Great.
And we made a song about King David. You want to hear it? Here you go. No, I'm not going to.
Go ahead and let it out.
Bring it out. No, he said, I'm on. You want to hear it? Let's go.
Go, brother.
Come on.
You really want him?
Yeah.
When the Spirit of the Lord moves in my heart, I will sing like David sings. When the Spirit of the Lord moves in my heart, I will sing like David sings. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing like David sings, sing, sing. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing like David sings.
Who wrote that?
I don't know, but I'm singing it.
Next time, you got to send the lyrics over to Brother Young.
Yeah, there's more lyrics
so
to it.
Give you some backup.
No. That is not one of King Dawood's songs. That is not the Levi Priest choral song. That's why I said I asked.
That's a new song, brother. It's a new song. Sing a new song.
I need to learn that song.
Yeah, Lord.
I'll be brave.
When the Spirit of the Lord moves in my heart, I will fight like David fights.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, we don't know where y'all are going, but we are going to get ready to get out of here. It was a nice study, so in-depth, informative. We hope you take this to heart and apply it. And you use it in your life to improve your life. Stop looking at yourself through the eyes of your enemies. Start looking at yourself through the eyes of your Creator. Be special and treat each other special. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. Katriel, Sister Hootie, Sister Avias. Y'all want to say shalom and good night to the people?
Shalom and good night, everybody.
I know y'all had enough of us. Shalom and good night. Visit that site, yahoogather.us, and get involved. Get involved.
Praise y'all.
I'd like to say peace be with everybody that's been listening, and also my brother and sister. Stay cool and stay healthy. Hallelujah.
Praise y'all.
Praise y'all.
Hallelujah.
Get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board them. There's hope for all. Among those loved the most, you know they've been loved the most. They've been loved the most. For the hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place there's no hiding place. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. That's why I'm here to say that I believe, I believe we're gonna make it one day. Brothers, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. Sure enough, I true, true.